Designate the powers of perception beyond the normal five senses: hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, touching. A super sense. Or to put it in simpler terms, one which I'm sure you will all understand. ESP is when you make up your mind to ask Dad for your allowance a week in advance. And before you can ask the question, he says no. All right, seriously, I have here a number of cards. One side is blank. The other side, each card has a color. All of the colors are represented. Now, I will turn the color sides face down, mix them up so that even I do not know where the colors are. Now, I should like each one of you here to concentrate on this card. Then tell me which color you think it to be. All right? Write your answer on a piece of paper. Did anyone here select the color lavender?
I did, sir.
Anybody else? Well, Douglas, out of a class of 20, you're the only one who was right. And considering the fact that choosing the right color is a remote chance, it might appear that Douglas has some potential in the field of extrasensory perception.
Yeah. Anyway, Uncle Charlie, I've got ESP.
Well, you look at the commercials on television. You ought to know what to do for it.
Uncle Charlie, don't you know what ESP is?
Okay, so you got a joke. I'll set it up for you. What is ESP?
Extrasensory perception.
That's a joke?
Joke? It's a scientific fact. It means that a few people have a kind of special power to know things other people don't. And I've got it.
Who says so?
My science teacher.
Then how about using your ESP and picking me out a horse tomorrow in the fifth?
Okay.
I gotta get soup on the table before the mafia arrives.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Hi.
I'm sorry I didn't help with dinner. One of the triplets dropped his bottle and I didn't know which one, so I had to feed all of them all over again.
Those kids already got a racket. One of them drops a bottle, the others cover up for him, and they all get fed twice.
What's the matter with you? You sick or something?
No, I'm thinking.
He's sick.
Hi.
Hi, Vince.
Well, I'm right on time. I thought I was going to be a little late. I got hung up out at the plant.
Shh.
What's he doing?
He's using his ESP to pick a horse for me.
His ESP?
Yeah, in case you don't know what it is, it's...
Oh, I know what it is, Charlie. It's just that I wasn't aware that Ernie was endowed with it.
Okay, Uncle Charlie, put your money on Flying Cloud.
Flying Cloud? That nag hasn't won a race since Lincoln posed for pennies.
I thought ESP was supposed to be used for more scientific purposes.
It works for anything.
Come on, Ern.
Flying Cloud.
You better check your potatoes, Uncle Charlie. They're gonna boil over.
Look, O'Deedy, you worry about your ESP and I'll worry about the cooking. The next thing you know...
Ha ha ha!
Now we come to another phase of science, the law of chance. For example, if I take this coin and toss it into the air, it is an even chance that it will fall heads or tails. Ernie, as long as you seem to be doing so well, how would you call it?
Heads.
Heads it is.
Hey, how about that?
Of course, this is only the first step in such an experiment. The real test would be to examine a long series of this particular phenomenon and only then to judge whether it is ESP or chance.
Door be unlocked or locked? Unlocked. Naturally. And will Tramp be waiting for me just inside the door? He will.
Hi, Ern. You don't know where Kate is, do you?
Well, sure. She's in the kitchen. Hi, Rob. Been looking for me?
Hi, Ern. Just wanted to know where you were.
Well, Uncle Charlie's gone to the races, so I'm chief cook and bottle washer.
Hi, Ern. Hey, there was a phone call for you.
Oh, what Gordon want?
He said something about wanting you to... How did you know it was Gordon?
There's very little I don't know, Chip.
You have become famous, Dr. Douglas, through your great powers of ESP. I'm sure the world would like to know when you first discovered you had this talent.
Extrasensory perception, Mr. Brown, is something one does not acquire. One is born with it.
And as representative of the President of the United States, it gives me great pleasure to honor Ernest Douglas, one of our great exponents of ESP, with this very special award for his services.
We thank you.
Hey, Ernie. Ernie!
Oh, what is it, Uncle Charlie?
That horse you picked, Flying Cloud, came in first.
Of course.
Paid $300 on the $2 ticket.
You don't look very happy.
Oh, I'm miserable.
Yeah, what?
I didn't bet on him.
Uncle Charlie, you don't really believe that Ernie picked that horse, do you?
Well, look, Gertrude, the horse won, didn't he?
Well, yeah, but it was a lucky hunch on Ernie's part. Has nothing to do with ESP.
Well, it is kind of startling, Rob.
It was a long shot. No one thought that horse could win.
Yeah, well, Ernie knew.
He even knew Gordon called today before I told him. Gordon calls every day. You can set your watch by him.
Honey, Ernie actually knew what I was going to wear today before I'd made up my mind myself.
Well, that was the power of suggestion or something. Look, I took the same course in science. I know all about the CSP bit.
Yeah, only since you went to school in the olden days, Robbie, things have changed. Just right here that people can be taught to use ESP in any form. It's like a radio or TV. My brain receives an electric impulse, and I transmit it.
Well, then, how about plugging in and telling me what horse?
It's too much for me. I gotta go upstairs and study. See you later. Good night.
I'm terribly sorry, Uncle Charlie. I just can't tell you what horse is gonna win tomorrow. Even though I know.
Yeah, for crying out loud, why not?
Because people with ESP have to be careful not to use it for the wrong things.
Oh, boy. One of these days. Wow.
I think I'll hit the sack. Night, everybody.
Night.
Junior.
Oh, it's nothing. He's just... How did you know it was Rob Jr. who cried?
Oh, this sort of comes over me.
You know, Ernie, you're about to make me a believer.
I'm glad someone's on my side. Hey, maybe you ought to call the doctor or something.
Oh, it's nothing. He's just hungry. Besides, I'm taking him to the doctor tomorrow. Time for their checkup. I'll take Rob upstairs. His daddy can come bring the others later. With Dr. Osborne.
You can't go tomorrow. You've got to listen to me, Katie. You can't go tomorrow.
Well, Ernie, the doctor would...
Now, don't ask me how I know. I just know. Go the day after. Any day, but not tomorrow. Because if you go tomorrow, there's going to be a disaster.
Ernie says there's going to be a disaster tomorrow, and that's why you won't go? You're believing in witchcraft. Next thing, you'll be going to a fortune teller.
I will not.
I bet you read the horoscope every day, too.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, look, honey.
As a matter of fact, I read it this morning, and you know what it said? It said I was going to have an argument with a stubborn, knot-headed...
I don't care what it said. Now, look, all I know is that we have an appointment tomorrow with Dr. Osborne, whether that empty-headed brother of mine says we can or not.
I have a right to say what I'm going to do.
So do I. Those are my babies.
Well, I had them.
Katie, look. I know you're upset with all this. You've worked hard all day. But why don't you just think about this tonight and tomorrow...
I've made up my mind, Rob. I'm not going to the doctor's tomorrow. And that's final.
That's what you say.
Hi.
Dad, I'd like to talk to you.
Well, come on in. Now, what's the trouble, Rob?
Ernie.
Ernie, huh?
He's convinced, Katie, that we shouldn't see Dr. Osborne tomorrow because there's going to be a disaster.
Oh? What kind of disaster?
It's this ESP kick he's on, Dad. He's just going too far with his knot-headed predictions.
Well, Rob, as you say, it's just one of those phases he goes through. This is his ESP phase.
Dad, if he wants to pick a horse for Uncle Charlie, that's fine. Or if he wants to convince Chip that he knows when someone's going to call, that's fine too. But Katie and I are having a fight over his nonsense. A whopper. He's interfering in my life, my marriage, and that's serious.
Where is he now?
I don't know. He's probably in his room communicating with the spirit of Genghis Khan or something.
Well, I guess I'd better have a talk with him.
Ernie, will you come here in Dad's room?
Please keep your voice down, Rob Douglas. You'll wake up the babies.
You see what I mean, Dad? I'm even yelling. Ernie's got me so shook up that I'm even yelling.
I knew you were going to yell.
Daddy's all yours.
Ern, what is this about you telling Katie she shouldn't go to the doctor tomorrow because something terrible will happen?
Well, if she goes tomorrow, I just have a feeling something terrible will happen.
Like what?
Well, I don't know exactly. A thing sort of goes off in my head.
Well, Ernie, don't you think it's a little dangerous to go around upsetting people because a thing sort of goes off in your head?
Well, it would be worse if I didn't upset them and something terrible happens. You see, Dad, I got a feeling, and it's very strong.
ESP.
Yeah. Well, I can't help it if I've got it.
Ernie, I know you're serious about this, and I don't want to downgrade you, but I'm afraid what you've had is a series of lucky hunches.
What about the color test at school? I was the only one who picked out the right color. Lots of other junk.
I don't know, Ernie. I'm certainly no authority on ESP, but I do know it shouldn't be misused, even if you do have it.
Oh, I have it, all right. Mr. Cransman, my science teacher, told me I do. In fact, it kind of scares him.
Well, Ernie, when you start making some wrong guesses, and I'm afraid you will, then you'll realize this whole thing was just a matter of luck. All right, excuse me, I'm going to take a shower.
The trouble with this house is nobody has any faith in old Ernie.
You know, I think that Ernie has got something.
Do you mean to tell me that you actually believe that garbage that Ernie's giving us about a disaster if we go today?
Robbie, you gotta stop using talk like that in front of the triplets. They'll start picking it up.
That's right.
Oh, now, don't tell me that just because Ernie guessed the right color on that dumb card test that he can throw a whole family into an uproar.
Right.
I'm sorry, Uncle Charlie. I don't like to go against your wishes.
Well, how about my wishes?
You're my wife. You promised to obey. Here.
You can't handle those babies by yourself.
Well, then start acting like a normal mother instead of Svengali's Tribble.
Trilby.
Whatever.
You don't have to.
But why don't I drive?
No, thanks. I'll drive. I have something to prove. And we'll get there safely, and we'll come back safely.
Oh, come on.
And there will not be a disaster unless Katie forgets to bring some extra diapers.
Come on.
Late in getting home.
We know that, Ernie.
Maybe they stopped by a marker.
Yeah, maybe.
What time was her appointment?
3:30.
Shouldn't take 2 hours just for a checkup.
Well, there are three babies, Ernie.
Well, yeah, but the last time it only took a half an hour.
Well, they'll be here soon.
I sure hope they didn't take that detour to get to the doctor's office.
What detour?
One on California Boulevard. They're digging big ditches on either side. Real dangerous.
Well, I'm sure Robbie will see the signs.
I don't think so. Somebody ran into him this morning and knocked him all down. Without those signs there, anyone could make a mistake. Pow! Curtains. Are you going to call the police, Dad?
I'm going to call the doctor's office and find out what time they left.
We really ought to call the hospital.
Ern, will you be quiet?
Just a suggestion.
Hey, here they are.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah. Well, you're home, huh?
Why not, Dad? We live here.
You all okay?
Fine as can be.
Your baby's okay, too?
Everybody is okay.
Dr. Osborne said they're the best and healthiest triplets in the city.
You mean you got there and back without any trouble?
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Ern, but we didn't run into one disaster.
I'm not disappointed. Glad. I just don't understand it.
Aren't they wonderful, Dad?
Oh, they look great. In fact, they never look better. Fire.
Dad, you didn't have to get up.
Oh, I was just up there reading, and I knew it was about time for their feeding, and I just liked it. Here you are, medium rare.
Thanks.
See, I'm kind of hungry. I think I'll have a sandwich.
Good night.
Good night.
Honey, how come you didn't wake me up?
I'm saving you for the late, late show.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Rob.
Want me to get you a glass?
Yeah, please.
Hey, what's everybody doing up?
Oh, doesn't that super brain of yours know why?
I don't think it works when I'm asleep.
I don't think it works, period.
Yes, it does.
Okay, Ern. You told us that if we went to the doctor's today, there'd be a disaster. We went, and there wasn't.
Then what took you so long getting home?
I had a flat tire.
Oh?
Yeah. And then when we hit that detour, I got a ticket for not slowing down to 10 miles an hour. Then we decided to take the long way home. So it's as simple as that. Huh. Well, good night.
Good night, Rob.
If it's okay to go upstairs, Ern.
Dad, do you think there's anything to this ESP stuff?
Well, Ernie, I can't prove that there is, but on the other hand, I can't prove that there isn't.
But it was so clear in my mind that something would happen.
Well, something did happen. I mean, Robbie had a flat tire, and, he got a ticket.
Yeah, but I mean a real disaster.
Well, look at it this way, Ern. If he'd gotten two more tickets, he would have lost his driver's license. Now, that would have been a real disaster.
Yeah, it would have.
Ern, what am I thinking?
You don't think I should be up so late?
Not even close. I was just wondering if you wanted a sandwich.
Oh, heck yeah! Well, that's why I came down in the first place.
Right, let's just have some bread, huh?
Hey, Dad, You must have ESP, too.
Hey, how about that?